The following episode may contain sensitive content. Listener discretion is advised.
What up, yo?
Hi.
Oh,
hello.
That was a surprise. Hi.
What up, yo?
I love the personalities per episode.
I mean, I gotta I gotta keep it fresh. I gotta, you know, give it something different every time, you know? It can be boring.
Who was this Joe today?
This Joe is... Mm-hmm. I don't fucking know.
That's me. Well, I'll tell the listeners... that this is our last Joe for a
this
while.
This is our last Joe for a while. Yes, I'm taking a leave of absence. I'm going on sabbatical.
He will, but we know he'll come back once he feel more comfy and more. What do you call that? Like time management is better.
I see,
but it's not time management either, because right now it's you just have a lot on your plate when you can. How do you say that? Because it's not like you don't manage your time well, you know.
A little bit overwhelming, I guess. But a little responsibility.
When you have more space. Space, yes.
I literally do have a lot on my plate. That's why I eat so much. But
yeah. Welcome to the show. Must go on.
Hi, I'm Giovanni.
I'm Tracy.
And I'm Nikki, and we're here to judge.
Judge away. Any, let's get into it. Any exciting movies, TV shows? Tracy.
Wait, I know exactly what Tracy's going to say. And she's going to talk about Deadpool and Wolverine. And I have not fucking seen it. And everyone's talking about it.
Everyone is talking about it. I'm
trying
to.
Social media.
I've had it with the spoilers. But is that what you're going to talk about, Tracy?
Nikki knows me way too well. Absolutely. I saw it at the theaters last night. I went, finally.
Okay.
I will say, first of all, I love the first two. Like, I am a Deadpool fan. Like, I think the movies are really great. I love how they're done. I think they're funny. They're a little crass, some of the humor, but
oh, yeah.
I don't mind. I'm a nasty bitch. Exactly. So I think it's hilarious. I kind of like the gore. You know?
Okay, yeah.
So, it carries over into the third one, and I loved it. There's some great cameos in there. And I went with some friends, and I looked over at them, and I was like, a few times, so.
My little sister went to see it, and she's here visiting in Miami. And she got here Saturday. There hasn't been one day that she hasn't said anything like that is not involving this fucking movie.
It's so true.
And she also, and I want to like lower my expectations, you know, because
yeah,
like,
I get it.
You know, everyone is hyping it up, but she did say she said it's my favorite from the three of them.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
I mean, also Hugh Jackman is in it, so.
So
hey.
I have not seen the second one. I love
the
first
one. I actually haven't either, Joe.
I'm gonna rewatch them both from the beginning and then go see the third one. But I'm done with the spoilers because they already spoiled the cameo, and I was like,
There's multiple though.
Okay, good.
Like, there's actually a lot in there. So
yeah. I'm purposely avoiding.
Yes,
avoiding, because I was like, there's no way. I don't want anybody to ruin anything for me.
Right.
People, can we stop posting spoilers on social media, please?
Come
on.
Just give it a few weeks.
I know. Some people can't go right away. It's called having a life.
Right.
And I still have, I have to see Long Legs, I have to see Quiet Place, and I have to see this one.
Yeah.
Well, good thing I got two out of the three.
You just have to, like, go to the movies, like, early on one day and then just sneak in to, you know, the other.
I remember doing that back in the day as a kid.
Double features. And then I did not a triple paying once. For it. You did a triple?
I think it's like most yeah, with my mom.
My mom and I did it.
That's it.
I love
that. That was back in that back then when, well, you know, most theaters have reserved seating now.
Right, when that's, you didn't have to issue. Do it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so now it's been hard. Unless you go to, like, a cheap theater, you know, and you can get away with it.
Probably. Right, but, right.
Yeah, that's the problem for me now. Like, I can't get away with it because it's assigned seating. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Fuck.
Unless you
sneak in
late. But
yeah, I can't wait to watch the three of them. That's true.
And then you kind of see if there's any seats.
What's empty.
Yeah. But it was great. I cannot wait. Recommend.
Awesome.
Did you watch anything exciting, Nikki?
This past episode of House of Dragon, I watched it yesterday because I hadn't had the time to watch it. Mm. And this one and, like, the third episode have been my favorite of this season.
I think this season is really slow and boring.
It is. You know, I feel like it's a little bit slow because they're preparing us for... Although, I did see the preview of what's coming, and I was like, oh my god. Like, because you know how they always do the second to last episode, like, a big deal?
Yeah.
I think that's going to be the last episode this time. Although I did think this episode was kind of nuts.
It was one of the best ones recently because the last three, I feel like, okay, where are we going? Where are we going? Where are we going? And then a friend of mine mentioned to me, he was like, well, you know, I think that they just pushed through the writer's strike and maybe that's why it's not as great as it's meant to be. I don't know if that's a factor, but...
I don't know. I do think, like, that's how it's written, you
maybe.
Know, in the book. They switch a few things, but not, like, the major plots. And I don't know if you know this, but there's, like, two or, like, one season of, like, Game of Thrones, which I just rewatched. And I was like, damn, like, you don't notice that it was slow, until, you know, you, like, right. Rewatch them, you know? And this one, we're noticing right now, but I feel like once there's a few more seasons out and you watch it, you're like, oh, shit, oh, shit, oh, shit. And I do think the bigger episode of this season is going to be the one coming out this week because, again, the previews, I was like,
it has to be because it's
the season
finale.
I thought it was to be a slower one. Yeah. Yeah. But usually they do the second to last, yeah. You know, the big one. But I think this time, and I was not expecting this episode to go the way that it did.
Mm.
Like, you know, I was expecting a little more peace. I don't want to ruin anything for Trace. But I was like, oh my God, like, no.
Well, Stannis Baratheon's storyline in Game of Thrones is that whole fucking season is so slow. I hate mm-hmm. it. So I have hope and faith. I mean, the next season, the fake season finale, it's a season finale. It has to go out with the bang. I mean, it's like the calm before the storm.
Insane.
The sleep. He's just sleeping right now, and I'm just like, hell has to break loose because...
And the way this last episode ended, I was like, oh, like, I see now what's going to happen.
Yeah.
We just finished that now. Oh, and I did watch... I needed, like, a brain tickle. So I watched the Trolls movie, the one about the band.
Wait, is that the one on TikTok? Oh. I mean, on Netflix? The new one?
Yes. No, I think it was on Disney Plus. Was
no, it was the World newest the one. World Tour. Oh, wait.
Yeah, that one.
Wait, did I see that one? I don't remember, but some of them are good.
I really liked it.
Some
I
of
think
them
they're cute.
Have you watched them, Trace?
Yeah.
They're like they're cute, fun. You know?
Yeah.
I really liked it, and I think that, you know, the comedy is definitely for adults. Basically for us that, like, were raised in the 90s, I think it's really well done. And, you know, NSYNC and all the fun things for us millennials.
Nice.
Cute. Well, what about you, Joe? Anything good?
I have not watched anything but the series that we're going to discuss today. Because I've just been binging it. Also because I enjoyed it very well. But maybe we can just jump right in and talk about, announce what we're going to talk about this episode.
Yeah.
So good.
Who's going to do it? I guess I'll do it.
Oh, you want me to go for it?
I'll do it. I was being funny. So today's episode, we are going to talk about the Apple TV series called Presumed Innocent, starring Jake Gyllenhaal and I don't know who else.
I mean, Peter Skarsgård. But
it's a star-studded cast.
Huge cast.
Huge so cast. So good. And I don't even think we can call it a mini-series or limited series because there's a second season coming out.
They're going to do a second season. But it's going to be like a standalone. Like, it's going to be completely new characters, a new story. Yeah.
A different story.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm down for that.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I'm very down for that.
Because this story, I'm just going to say it flat out, could have many ways to go after it was over.
Yes, it could have.
You know, like, yeah, it's beautiful to leave us like that, like, you know, but it had ways to create a new season, like storylines.
Well, I think they were also very limited with it because it's a remake of a movie. No. And the movie ended differently, but I never watched the movie. It's also based on a book. Oh, I didn't know that. So my mom watched the movie years ago, and she told me how the movie ended.
Yeah.
And it's ending different, and I'm not going to spoil it in case you guys want to watch the movie.
I know how it ends.
But
because I talked to my mom about it, and so the whole time I'm thinking it was one person. Oh, you thought it was that? And threw me through a loop.
Okay, so let's get into it.
Let's get into it. I want to start off by saying first, what the fuck is up with that accent?
Ooh,
you guys don't know who I'm talking about?
Yes,
the guy
from
Handmaid's
Tale? Yes. What was that? I know. That was a character choice.
Definitely was a character choice, but oh my God.
I hated it.
And I think that was his point. Like, he wanted us to hate him.
100%.
Cool.
Oh my God. So, I can't even.
So slow.
Try, Tracy. Can you do it? Can you?
Let me see. So let me understand here. You went into the court. And you like something like
No, it was worse. Yes, it was more like Tracy, it was more like the mouth. The mouth wasn't even moving. He was just like,
my name is right
here. Let me understand you. So you know, like, so you're telling me that he did it, like,
yeah.
It was just so like put nasally. Like up, like I just
and
got
he's a British too.
Yeah.
Yes.
Makes he doesn't even talk like that in Handmaid's Tale.
No, I.
So that's how you know it's a character choice. Yeah.
Oh, for sure. Because I was like.
I was like, isn't he British? And then I was like, wait, is he sounding like that because he thinks Americans sound like idiots? And then I was like, no, like this, he's choosing to do this because it was like his choice of talking like that was the choice of let me make people hate me.
I think so, because what else could it
because happen? The moment I was like, why is he talking like that?
Yeah.
And I thought it was like a moment, and then as the show goes, you're like, oh no, this is the way this character talks. And I fucking hate him.
Yeah.
But he was like up here, like,
like Kermit?
Like, yeah, a little bit and slow. And his mouth wouldn't move. At the beginning I was like, who's talking? And then I just realized it's him. And then I was like, I've seen this guy before. And then I like looked him up, and it's Luke from Handmaid's Tale.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, sorry, I had to. He's a good actor.
You're right. That did bug the shit out of me, though, when I was watching it. I was like, why? Like, it was a choice. It was a choice.
Definitely a choice. That's definitely a choice.
For sure.
I jumped in with that, but Sorry, I should have given
No,
a
no,
brief
that I loved it.
synopsis of what the show's even about. So it's an 8-episode series that is, and I'm just pulling this out of my ass, where this lawyer or attorney
He's a
is,
prosecutor. He works
this is
for
a
the district
prosecutor,
attorney.
right? We discovered that he was having an affair with another prosecutor, and she's murdered, and he is considered to be the main suspect, especially when we discover that he was with her the night that she was murdered. So the whole series is revolves around how this affects him, his family, because he is married and he has two teenage kids, and his career, and also just trying to figure out whether if he did it or not, and if he didn't do it, then who did and why. Basically, it's like a whodunit, and I fucking love whodunits. I love it, love, 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 love the whodunits. I'm like a kid when it comes to them. Did you, yeah, so that's the synopsis. Did you guys want to add anything to that?
I think that's perfect. And
No, I think that was great. Yeah.
I love a whodunit too. And also in a series when it's like every episode you're sort of second guessing yourself. Because for me, the first episode I was like, oh, I think it's this person. And then as you go on, you're like, okay, no, it's this person. And then the next one you're like, well, maybe it's this person, where you sort of give everyone a motive.
Yeah.
If
So
you ever get it
talking
right.
about that, I kept I watched it with Trey, and every episode he would tell me it was a new person. He was like, I bet he did it. I'm sure he did it. Like, no. And like he would even like go to like Jake Gyllenhaal's character, and he's like, I'm sure he did it. I'm like, I'm sure. And I was like, you've said a new person every episode. So let's just chill a little bit. Let's just absorb the information, because at this point it could be anyone, you know.
Right.
Should have been a detective. I love it.
It's it, I want to say, like, talking about the fact that it's like each episode makes you know, whoever did like the writing from like the screenwriting would did an amazing job, because this show, I don't know if you watched it like that, Trace or you, Joe, but it's one of those shows that you're like, I need to know what's gonna happen. I need to know who did it. You know, it's so well written that you don't want to press pause, and you don't want to miss anything either. You're like, wait, like I was like, I gotta pee, like I gotta pause it, like I gotta get a glass of water, pause it, you know. And when I feel like that, I think the writing, it's so good when I'm like, I cannot take my eyes off the screen right now.
One of
Right.
the things that they really did well with the shows too is that the episodes are not
Wait, guys,
that
hold on.
long. They're like, what I was gonna say was, one of the good things that I think that this show did right is that the episodes are not an hour long. They're close to an hour long, but they're like 45 minutes long, and I feel like that's a good chunk of time to keep us invested. And I'll admit it, I'm guilty of this. My attention span has gotten worse throughout the years, especially now that we have TikTok. So I prefer things to be sped up or like, or at least be really fucking good. And for me, this was the perfect amount of time where I can sit there and I was intrigued. I was not distracted. I did not want to look at my phone. And I binged it. Like after every episode, I was like, I have to go to the next one. I have to go to the next one. And I know that that was definitely a factor.
A thousand
But
percent.
the writing was good.
The way that they ended the episodes too.
Yeah,
Like each one was sort of like
cliffhangers.
a cliffhanger where you're like, well, fuck, now I have to watch the next episode.
Right,
So
yeah.
like
It's
they
like,
did a good job with that too, where it was like
well.
they knew exactly where to stop to make you want to keep going. So yeah,
Right.
I 1000% agree. I think the writing was very good with all of this. They did a good job.
Tracy, what do you think about Jake Gyllenhaal's acting?
Yeah, I wanted to ask that too.
I mean, I thought he was
Judge.
good in this.
Okay.
I liked his performance. I mean, I think he did a good job of actually not making himself look good.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Where you were like, this guy has a temper, and mm-hmm. I mean, what was that line? I think it was where, like, his friend who ends up being his defense attorney tells him something about, like, there's difference between shame and guilt. And he's like, I'm sure you feel shame.
Oh, I remember.
Where it's like
that
when shame, like, it affects you, but, like, right. feeling bad because it affects others, that's guilt. Right. And basically telling him, like, I don't think you feel guilt.
No, he was victimizing himself the whole time.
Yeah. 1,000%.
Poor me, you know what I mean? I'm like, dude, you've lied so many fucking times to your wife, to your kids. You were having an affair.
To your own attorney, too.
To your own attorney. Like, you're not a victim here, baby. Mm-hmm. Like, get that out of your head. And I think that the person that I felt the worst for was his wife. Talk about a complex character.
Barbara. Like, what a great job she did.
What a great job she fucking did. And I'm like, how do you even build this character and then act it out? Like, I don't even know. Because every episode she's swung a different way and finding out different information. Which is like, okay, well, how do I react to that now? Should I be the angry, upset wife? Or should I be the supportive one? You know, standing there with my husband and by his side. Like,
I have to say, like, if I were her, I would say, as soon as this trial is over, we're getting a divorce.
I thought that's what was going to happen.
Yeah.
I thought I was what? I'm going to put on a good face for now.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, peace out.
Right. Whatever the verdict is, either way, like, I'm out. Because
he must be good
100%.
Pussy because she loves that man.
But, I mean, the shit that she learned throughout the trial. So, like, the first episode at the very end when they drop the bombshell of the fact that he being Jake Gyllenhaal, Rusty is his character's name, that Rusty impregnated Carolyn. So, right. his, like, dead lover. That and he's the father. So, he's the father. And he was like, oh, shit. Like, you could tell, though, that he was sincere, that he didn't know that she was pregnant.
Right.
Like, I did feel that. Like, that he wasn't lying.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, like, she learns that not only was he cheating on her, but then he had come clean about that and was like, oh, yeah, I stopped seeing her. Mm-hmm. But he didn't. He went back.
Yeah.
So it was like he lied about starting the affair again. Then he got her pregnant. Then all those text messages of, like, I want to spend my life with you. Life You're with the you. One I love.
Oh, he was obsessed.
And I think that it's, I think there is somewhat of a distinction when you have an affair. Listen, any form of cheating, in my opinion, is not excusable. That's my personal opinion. But I think it's even worse when it's like, okay, one, if it's just sex and it's physical, right? That sucks. But then when you have an emotional affair and you fall in love with someone else, oh my God. Like, that to me is, like, why I would be like, divorce. Like, you were in love with this woman. You wanted to leave
you
me and her kids.
You wanted to spend your life with them.
1,000%. That's why I'd be like, bye.
God. Yeah.
I wish that they would have talked a little bit more about why he was so obsessed with her during his therapy sessions, because they did shed a little light on that. Like, there was, I think it was like the second or third episode where he talks about why he did it or why he was so in love with her, and they never, like, they just kept it there. Maybe it was an editing thing or whatever, but he was obviously clearly obsessed with her. It was something that they keep bringing up in the show, but I was just kind of like, what is it that why, what is it? What's going on there mentally, you know? I don't know. I was just really curious about that. Because I didn't realize he was obsessed with them until they showed all the messages and what he was saying. You know, you can't ignore me like this. Who the fuck do you think you are? And I'm like, oh, my God. Like,
yeah, how many times did you think he actually did it, you know, because of these messages, you know, and how aggressive he could be? How many times do you think the other district attorney did it?
Peter Sarsgaard. The
assistant.
Because even when what's his face is like, so you were in love with her or whatever, you know. I can't. But yeah, like telling Peter Sarsgaard, like, so you were in love with Carolyn too. Like, how long?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How long? Him and then who was that other person that I was like, and the son.
Yeah. Oh, because he drove by on his bike. That was like the end of the second episode. So you're like, what was the son doing?
Yeah. Why was he there?
Mm-hmm. Which. I know we're okay. Since you brought that up, and now I'm gonna jump to the end. We're talking about Rusty's son, right?
Mm-hmm.
That they got the photo of him.
Yes.
And then, spoiler alert: if you've not seen the show, go watch it because I'm about to spoil it for you. The murderer ends up being Rusty's daughter, right? Now,
Jaden.
Jay, right? That's her name. Yeah, she goes by Jay. Yeah. Now, what's weird to me is that Jay was the one who killed her, but then the son was caught driving a bicycle down that block, and he had no involvement in the murder. I mean, like, I don't know. I just find it to be, like, a coincidence. Like, they never... I don't know. Do you see where I'm going with this?
Yeah, like, I actually think she left. Like he left, and then she left. Then she went, because I think she waited maybe for him to come back home, her dad, and then she left.
So you're saying that what do you mean?
Well, I mean, like, I think she waited for all of them to be out. I don't think she waited for her brother purposely to not be there. I think she just went later because she borrowed one of the cars.
Yeah, but does she know that her brother was there and that the brother know that she was there?
I don't think she knew.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know if they did it for entertainment purposes to kind of throw us off or if it had anything to do with the storyline. You know what I mean? Like, if it was an important detail. Because I was like, what a coincidence that the son decided to go check up on his father to see, you know, what's so great about Carolyn and her house and why was he there. And then all of a sudden the daughter comes later and then kills her. Like, it's just like, I don't know. It's just so weird. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe they just wanted to show like what a tight knit family they were and like how much you really fucked it up.
Yeah.
You know, maybe
I'm thinking way too deep into it, but.
I also feel like, yeah, we saw him that day. I mean, it, like, we have evidence that he was there that day, but we don't know how many times that kid did that.
Mm.
Yeah.
You That's know, we true. Don't know how many times he would... Because I feel like they didn't really say, like, how often do you do this, you know? And I think when you know your... parents are like, or your dad is cheating. Listen, I don't know, like, I don't know to be that conscious and that happening with my parents, but I feel like if you got it to the point that you know where this person lives and you just go there just to see, I think it's something that you do a lot. Not just like that one day, you know, in my opinion. Again, I don't, you know, I think that's how I saw it. I was like, how many times has he done this? Mm. Because you can tell, like, from the whole situation that the daughter, that was her first time there, you know, and shit got out of control. But him on a fucking bicycle, that means he knew how to get there on a bike, you know. I feel like a lot of things told me that wasn't his first time.
Mm. That could be fair. That could make sense.
Also, then when he throws the bike away too, you know, to be like, I don't need this anymore because I don't have to follow my dad around.
That's true.
Okay. I didn't get that. I didn't catch that, but that's a really good point.
I mean, we're just speculating. So, because they. Yeah. Don't really make it obvious, I don't feel like, so.
Right.
I also, like, I want to talk about these kids, too, because let me tell you something. I don't know if it's because it's 2024 or some shit, or the way I was raised, I don't know. But my there's a saying back home that kids talk when the chicken pees, aka never. But it's like to have like that kind of like I'm gonna say this, to have that courage to, you know, be like, oh yeah, I'm let me go see who she's sleeping with. Or like who he's sleeping with, because I'm also talking about like the mom's son, Caroline's son. Mm-hmm. Like, let me go. First of all, what the fuck are you doing outside in the middle of the night? That's number one. Second, it's like you're going to someone's house. You know, like where were the boundaries back then? You know, and I'm sure they trusted their kids to not do something like that, but. What? Like, why were they outside? Like, I can't get over that because the time frame was like 10 to midnight.
Yeah. They might have snuck out. Yeah,
I mean, the daughter, yeah, like she drove there. So there was a purpose there. But then you think of the kid on a bike at that fucking time. And then, you know, the other kid taking pictures, like... You guys have no life, you know? I just feel like at that age, like for more than my parents were going through something, which they weren't at that age for me, I was so self-centered, you know? Yeah. Like in the way that I'm thinking about my life constantly and thinking about the things that I have. Like I didn't have time. Like even if they were going through something like that, I don't think I would have had time to be like, oh, let me follow somebody?
I 100% agree with you, first of all. It's true. Teenagers, we're pretty selfish. Like, we just worry about our drama and our shit. But yeah. Also, I feel like... I don't know if it was their family that they were just really communicative and open about things. But my yes. parents would never sit me down and be like, so your father cheated? No, it's none of my fucking business.
Yeah.
That's the other thing, yeah. too. Like, they probably wouldn't say anything. Like, no details, nothing.
Mm-hmm. No, 100%. It's first, I think, I also think, like, now that you're bringing that up, I think the mom did it out of anger. Mm. She said, I cannot hold this on by myself again. She said, fuck you. I'm bringing the kids in with me because I need them to know that they need to take my side. Mm-hmm. You know? And I think that was her way, but 100% agree with you, Tracy. When I was that age, my parents would have never be like, hey, this is happening. Like, my parents got divorced when I was, what, like, less than one. And there was a cheating situation. And my mom, like, talked to my sister and I after I was 18 about it.
Wow.
Like... We know that they were divorced. You know, my sister was really little. She was like 5. I was 1. But to talk to us about this thing, they waited until like our brains can fucking absorb this information, you know, and not let it affect, you know, us as we get older, you know, or in the years that really fucking shape us, which are the teenage years. Yeah. But I did think the mom did that out of anger, not because she's like, I need to tell. No, she said, fuck you. I'm going to let them know what you did, you motherfucker.
She was definitely upset because she's like, if now, then when the fuck are you going to tell them? You know? Mm-hmm. And she said to him, she's like, and now I won't be holding on to this alone. You know, mm-hmm. I won't be alone in this. It was definitely impulsive.
Heavy though to put that shit on your kids.
Yeah.
It is, but I think in their case it was all over the news, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, they had to
so
avoid
that. It was just like, yeah. I think that's it was true. Out of respect too. It was just like, listen, I mean, could you imagine, like, you know how teenagers are so bratty, oh, just tell me the truth, mom, you know, like, you know, I can handle it. You know, why is it that I have mm-hmm. to hear about it in school? You know, so I think that they made although she did it out of spite, she made the right move in making him confess to his kids right then and there. I mean, like, you hear it now because you're going to hear it on the TV. You're going to hear it in the news. Yeah. You're going to hear it in school. So
I guess that's true, especially once he was arrested. It's very different from when,
like, our parents are cheating and having affairs and stuff like that. You know, it's not going to be public news, but this unfortunately was, so.
That's true. That is.
I agree with that. But yeah, I was selfless at that age. I was like, I only cared about my high school drama club. I'm not going to be following my father around.
Hell no. I didn't have time. No. And also, when I was home, I was tired. I had to do homework, man. There's no time.
Hell no.
Yeah. And also, like, it's not just his kids, you know? It's also, like, her kid, Carolyn's kid.
Yeah.
It's like, what the fuck? Why are you taking pictures? Yeah. This is so weird. Creeped out by that. And
I mean, the kid is weird. Like,
he's a little
with the
weird.
Hair like this. Because tonight will be the night that I will fall for you over again. Like, that's exactly what he reminded me of. I was like, oh God, you killed my mother. Yeah. I was like, oh, I can't with this emo kid. I was like,
I really got upset. I wanted to be like, shut the fuck up.
I know. Like, I was like, he was kind of insufferable. Like, you didn't even have a relationship with her. Why do you care?
Exactly. Thank you. And they're not even together. Like, your parents are not. No one is cheating right now. In your family, no one is cheating.
Why do you care?
So why are you so upset?
Be mad at your mom.
Yeah, but not. And also, like, don't take pictures. Just tell her. I'm sorry, kids. Do better.
It's true, though.
Wait. Did you say don't take pictures? Kill her or tell her?
Tell her.
Kill her. Oh,
damn,
gosh.
Joe.
I mean,
that's next season.
Also, like, yeah, I'm like, what was it? There was an episode. There was a scene where, I can't remember if it was during the
bless you.
Thank you.
The trial, but there was a scene where it was almost like someone said that it was impossible that the son could kill his mother. And I'm like, they didn't say that, but that was the impression. I was like, hello, have you watched True Crime at all?
Was it in the court? And like Peter Sarsgaard was like, how dare you accuse the son or the father?
Oh yes, that, right? I think something like that happened. I was like, hello, look at Gypsy. Hello, you know how many kids killed their parents?
Actually, yeah, that's what I was thinking too. I was like, know how many sons? What?
I was like, he is a suspect. Everyone is a fucking 100%. Suspect.
And teenagers too, like so many of them, like these podcast stories I hear that these teenage boys, there's a gun in the house and they fucking kill their whole family or their parents or whatever.
The time.
Yeah.
There's a Netflix documentary right now. It's called I Killed My Father.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm like, hello.
Yeah. Like, 1,000%. And he fits the bill because he's a fucking weirdo. I mean. So.
Sorry. So. Yeah,
he'll
do this from
now
on.
Yeah,
you can only see one eye. Oh,
and
man.
The fact that he wouldn't even like answer the questions, he would be like, "He killed her." I'm like, "Oh God!"
And the judge was like, "Stop voicing your opinion. Just answer the questions." And he's like,
"Speaking of the judge, that actress, I fucking love her.
She's so good.
Every time I see her in something, I was like, this is gonna be good." Mm-hmm. Good.
Yeah,
she was in Only Murders in the Building. Mm-hmm. She was in, I think it's called The Watchers, that Netflix miniseries, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
She's been in a few other things, but every time I see her, I was like, oh, my ass is sat. I'm ready. I love that woman.
Ugh, she's good.
Love her. She's good.
I liked all the acting in this.
Yeah,
like, I was really impressed with the cast.
Peter pissed me off.
He was so good at just being like, I just want to punch him in the face.
Tuck the fart out of my
bolo
ass.
Tie at the end.
I kept going like back and forth with like Tommy Malto and then the other attorney too. I was like, wait, maybe, you know, and then when we start let's also talk about that. When we started finding out the HR shit, that she didn't want to work with Tommy. She felt uncomfortable.
Do you think that's who she was talking about with her son when she was like, oh, there's someone at work, they're making me uncomfortable?
I think
she was talking about Tommy and not Rusty.
I couldn't decide.
Yeah, I think she was talking about... No, I do think she was talking about Tommy because I think he was trying really hard with her and he didn't like the rejection.
No.
You know, and the rejection, but plus choosing someone else. Because, you know, I think at some point it was like, what, like he says to the other attorney, like, what did she see in him? Yeah. You know, it was just like jealousy, and there are many feelings about this situation coming from him that made me think the whole time that he might be the one. He might be the one that did it, and he needs to point it to somebody else. Mm-hmm. Because then you think about it, and they really didn't look. The first suspect is either the lover or the husband or ex-husband. You know, it's never just like a random person. You know, it has to be someone related to her.
Very
somehow.
Small percentage that it's a rando, you know? For sure.
Yeah. It's usually never a rando.
It's always someone you know.
Usually somebody that knows you. So the fact that also made me think that Tommy did it because he chose not to look into the ex-husband nor the kid. And he said, I'm just choosing this person. Done.
Yeah.
You know?
Did you ever think that Rusty did it? Either of you?
I might have had the thought like a couple of times.
I mean, he didn't make himself look good at all.
Yeah. Yeah. But then, like impulsive. He seemed impulsive.
Yeah, but then I did think about it, but I was like, that would be just too easy for it to be him.
Well, and also him going so hard with that... What was his name? Richard Lewis, like the guy that he had locked up, and the whole Bunny Davis case. Like, he was just hitting that so hard. So I feel like just him, that desperation of trying to point it any other way, you know? I mean, it worked both ways where it was like, okay, I'm trying to make it seem like a reasonable doubt. I didn't do it. It could have been this other guy. He had, you know... not opportunity, he's locked up in prison, but whatever, you know what it was anyway.
But the fact that he knew, like, he kept pointing at it, but he knew it wasn't him because he was the one that staged her body,
right? Which we don't find that out until the very end.
That was a twist that I was not expecting, because when he started blaming it on her, I was like, no fucking way. No fucking way.
Which I thought for a second that it was her, because in the first episode when she was like, I will do anything to keep this family together, you know, I was like, you know, that's a little killer vibes. So I was like, it could be her, you know, like angry wife. She found out that he had lied about stop seeing her, and she followed him and then confronted her, you know.
So
I kind of thought maybe it was her at the end.
I feel like, again, like what we said earlier on, that every single person had a motive there. And we also kept thinking about the fact that, you know, per episode, I feel like it was a new person that you would choose to blame. And I had a little moment with her at the beginning, I think, too. But then, you know, that didn't come back to me. Yeah. And then at the end, when he starts saying all these things to her, I was like, wait, seriously? And, you know, when he confessed, and then I saw her, you know, by the way, this actress had like the best acting choices I've ever seen. When she, in that moment when he's blaming her, the journey on her face of like, what the fuck are you talking about, to wait, you're blaming me, to being like, it wasn't me. like, why are you, like, what the, what's wrong with you? Because she goes from, like, it wasn't me to you're fucking crazy, you know? But she's not really saying much. You're seeing it all on her face. And, so fucking well done. But then you think at that moment that this whole time he knew that it was her in his mind, and he chose to go through all of that, you know, to protect his family, which kind of like tells you even at the end just a little bit more about his character, how, and like, even though he was a fucking cheater, he still loved his family, you know.
Yes.
Just like, it makes you, like, through the show, you're thinking, this guy is a piece of shit. Yeah. Well, you know, many times I was thinking that. He, no, 100%. He's a fucking cheater. You know, if you're a cheater, you're a piece of shit. Newsflash, cheaters. But at the end, you're like, oh, like, he's not that big of a piece of shit. You know? Mm. Because he knew. I mean, in his head, he thought the whole time it was his wife. And he chose to protect her from the fucking beginning.
True. You know? But I do think it's, like, to save himself a little bit. You know? Because I think if he had walked in and just left it the way situation. That it was, and if he had not done anything, like, not tied her body up, or he had called 911, I think he still would have been a suspect, and he probably would have gone to jail. You know, so I think he was kind of saving his ass a little bit to do the whole setup of, like, tying her up, like, the That's Bunny right. Davis case, to, like, yeah. try to throw police officers off.
So he, I'm thinking, yes, he knew this whole time that she was dead when he gets that call, you know, and he played it really well, you know, like, oh, what, like. He had no idea. Like, now I feel like going back to watch it a second time, knowing he knew that she was dead, and he thinks he's pretty sure that his wife did it. And in that scene, I want to say then what he's telling his wife, that, hey, I know it was you. Yes, her acting choices were superb. But
oh my God, so good.
I thought, I don't know why, but when he was telling her that you're the one who did it, like blaming her for it, and I don't know why, the way that he, I don't know if it was an acting thing or whatever, but I thought, oh, wait, no, Rusty's crazy. He actually did it. I don't know. Like, that thought, right in that moment, that thought crossed my mind. Because I was like, I'm looking at her because I was waiting for her to break. I was waiting for her to be like, okay, yes, it was me. And she was not going down that path. She was going down a different path. So I was like, no, he fucking did it. He's crazy. And now he's blaming it on his wife.
When she said, you're crazy.
You're crazy or you're sick.
That's the moment it makes you think for a second that, oh, maybe he did it.
Yeah, that's when I was like, oh, yeah. He did it. And now he's blaming it on her.
And then when this situation, I don't know if you guys thought of this too, but when this situation is happening, I was like, it's the sun. Like,
I was
screaming. I was like, it was the sun. And then that fucking plot twist again for me, you know, I was like, oh.
Immediately.
Actually, no.
Gave me PTSD, brought me back to Mare of Easttown. I was like, oh, here we go. What's going to happen?
So well done.
What's going to happen now? Oh my God. This is why I can't have fucking kids. This is why I cannot have fucking kids. Because I'm like, what do you do now? Your kid comes and confesses that they murdered someone. Do you ride or die with them? Or do you lock them up?
And you know what? Also, like, we can say 100 million times, yeah, I'll lock them up. But the three of us are people with no kids, so we don't know that love, like, we don't know what it feels. But then you also think of the fact that this guy was a district attorney, you know, like, they already had the spotlight, so it's even harder in their situation. It's already hard for a parent, but then you also have people in politics, and everyone, all their eyes are on them.
Yeah.
So making that decision is even worse. You know, like, do I let them, you know, do I keep protecting them, or do I just give it away?
Right.
And unfortunately, I feel like things are situational, too. So I feel like in this instance, I'd be like Grusty, and I say, we're going to sweep it under the rug, and we're just going to continue, because this was just a one-off, right, sweetie? You're not going to kill anybody else, are you, right?
That was the other thing I was thinking. I'm like, because I don't know if you guys ever watched, what's the name of this show? It's not Law and Order.
NCIS.
It's the one with
Blue Bloods.
No. Mm-mm. It's with this bold black guy that is so hot, Shamar Moore.
The Wire.
Criminal Minds.
Criminal Minds. Criminal Minds.
Shamar Moore.
So
you have to say how black episode. And Tracy.
Tracy's eyes.
And, yeah, and then you said Shamar Moore.
He's so handsome. Yeah, Shamar Moore. He's so fucking handsome, and like his body is insane. But there's an episode in it that the oldest brother kills the youngest brother, and I'm talking, they're kids. This is like, I want to say like a 7-year-old does it to a 3 to 4-year-old, and. You know, the whole episode is like trying to find out what happened, who did it, because what happened was that the younger kid choked with Legos in his throat. And, you know, we don't know, you know, the parents are desperate, what happened, there's like press and all this stuff, da 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 da. And then at the end of the episode, we find out it was the brother that did it. And the parents were protecting him, because they didn't want to lose both kids. Mm. And all these things, you know, it's Criminal Minds, so they're like, they're studying the psychology behind a person like this. And at the end, one of the detectives tells them, like, you have to confess to knowing, because you are raising a sociopath at home. And it's the fact that, like, that kid, he got so mad that the other kid had taken the toys, that he chose to put those fucking toys in his mouth until he choked. Like, and he had no remorse.
Does that make
at all
Jay a sociopath? What do you think?
Well, she seemed remorseful. But we, you know, and you can see, like, after you find out, you're like, oh, this explains a lot of her behavior through the show. Like I think 2 to 3 times she like goes to him and hugs him.
She's crying.
You know, like, and I was like, I was like, the guilt, like, this is, you know, I don't think she's a sociopath, because she felt, I think a sociopath is when you don't feel any empathy or anything. But she did feel, but the chances of her doing it again, I have no idea.
Yeah, I mean, you'd like to think that that's not going to happen. Right. Like, it was just in the moment. Because this, okay.
An accident.
I'm sorry, Carolyn, but you did it to yourself, sweetie. You meet your lover's daughter for the first time. And you haven't even told Rusty that you're pregnant, but you're going to tell the teenage daughter?
I know. That was weird.
That was fucked up. I'm sorry. No.
Super fucked up.
So I'm not saying she deserved to get a poker to the head, but also that was really stupid.
That's
like
stupid.
You're supposed to be a really intelligent lawyer, and like you use your words and you're good at like thinking through things. Well, you didn't think through this.
Maybe a slap.
So I think that was her miss. What'd you say?
I said maybe a slap in the face.
Oh, well, I know. Listen, obviously Jaden went to the extreme, killing her.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, like, you're already upset that you're confronting your dad's mistress, and maybe she's going to break up your parents' marriage. You know, like, that's devastating when you're a teenager. And then on top of it, you're like, and we're going to be close now because I'm pregnant with his baby. I'd be like, bitch, like, I'd probably lose my shit too.
I also like, again, we're here, you know, saying all these things like we've all been in this situation.
Oh, yes.
But,
it's been a while.
You know, yeah, like, I'm going to say something like this too. Like, if I had an affair with a guy that's, like, married or something like that, and their kid comes to my home, I'll be like, this is not the place for you. If you want to have a conversation with someone, go to your dad. Bye. Like, I wouldn't welcome them at my place.
It's not her place to do it.
It's not her place. It's so wrong, yeah. You know? And listen, when you're going to die, you're going to die regardless, you know? But that was a fucking rough way to die in that show. And, like, she didn't have a chance to even defend herself, you know? She just turned around and she fucking hit her. But I would have never, never let the kid in my apartment. Also, what the fuck are you doing at this time here? Go home.
That's what I would have said.
It's so dangerous.
I would have said, I'm calling your father. That's what I would have said.
Get the fuck out of here.
Does he know that you're here?
Go home or I'm calling your dad right now.
I'm going to change gears a little bit. Can we talk about those rough sex scenes? Oh my God. It was like porno. I was like,
intermittently.
I was not expecting
they would throw it in.
Oh, I was like, damn. I was like, is that what he was obsessed with? I was like, shit.
And that one time that we're all thinking he's having sex with Carolyn, and then it's like his wife.
Mm-hmm. Well, I thought she was actually doing it with the bartender. The
bartender, yeah. I was like, oh, she's fucking the bartender.
Did you guys want her to cheat on Rusty? Mm-hmm. I kind of wanted her to, too.
I was like, girl, go get it in.
First of all, he was fine. He was fine.
And I second, loved him since Insecure, but that actor is fine.
Yeah. Second, like, I mean, maybe it's a little petty, but it's like, you were sticking it in another woman and got her pregnant. Let me have my turn.
He's been sticking it into Carolyn.
Exactly.
Lied to his wife, saying that he ended things, and he did not. So fuck that.
Fuck him. And had an emotional affair, not just physical.
Right.
Like,
exactly. So please. I probably would have had sex with him.
Yeah. And then the other thing I want to mention is Raymond, his best friend, who also turned out to be his attorney. I loved his acting. Have you guys ever watched The Night Of?
Yes.
Yes, he's in that, and I fucking hate him in that.
He's so good.
Good. I was when I saw that, I was like, oh, this is going to be good. And then his assistant, the girl with the bangs.
Mm-hmm.
I loved her too.
Yeah.
Like, such a great team. One scene that scared me in particular, where I actually screamed, was when he had this dream, because you know he's been having these dreams.
Oh.
And his head exploded.
Too.
Yeah. Oh my God.
I was like, oh, shit.
And for a second, for a second, I thought it was like, oh, my God, he died. And then I was like, wait, no, this is...
Yeah, me too. Like,
no, this seems a little too far-fetched. There's no way. But it scared the shit out of me. Oh, my God.
Me too. I turned around and I was like, what happened?
I was like, ah!
Yep,
What the fuck was that?
Because it seems so real. Because he's just, in the office, getting his coffee, farting. You know.
I knew that something was going to happen because he wasn't looking so... And I thought...
Right.
And he kept holding his chest.
And I thought, I was like, ooh, is it the actor that just doesn't look so well? But now I realize, okay, they made him look like that on purpose.
Right. Because
from the very first episode, he just didn't look well. You know? Like, I was just like, ugh, this guy's not looking too good. Mm-hmm. And when that whole medical thing happened,
but I was then like, when he does have that medical thing, I was like, "There's no fucking way he died." I was like, "There's no way."
Like, we need him
because
need
all
him.
I kept, we need him, and I was like, "This guy, if he didn't do it, he has the worst luck ever." Mm-hmm. That's all I kept thinking.
But then
I'm like, "You have a good attorney that believes you, like in this situation." And then they die in the middle of it.
And I wanted him to get his win because I loved when his wife was saying to him, or you could win, you know, like, and this could be like your last bang and retire. And I was like, no, 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 no. Like, I want this win for him, you know, so he can go and retire with his wife. And I mean, eventually it happens, you know, where he's helping her with the garden. And Thomas was like, oh, that's sweet.
Yeah.
You know, but I was like, we can't fucking lose this guy.
Also, because Tommy is an asshole, too.
I know.
So you, like, don't want him to win either. Because I feel like most times with prosecuting attorneys, you're like, yeah, like, we want them to win, not the defense. You know? So I feel like the fact that most people were probably like, ew, Tommy Malto.
Speaking of prosecuting attorneys, I have a question for you both. So there... I know what I want to ask, I just don't know how to word it. So there are cases that we are familiar with where the prosecuting, where we know that the defendant is so innocent. Like, it's obvious that the defendant is innocent, right? Whether in real life or in movies and TV shows that we've watched, but we've watched a lot of true crime. But I have a feeling, sometimes I come across some prosecuting attorneys where they just don't care that the defendant is innocent. They just want to convict them. And I'm just like, why? Why are so many prosecuting attorneys like that? Is it because they're just so overwhelmed and they just need to, like, close their case? Is it an ego thing?
No, it's like, for example, specifically those district attorneys, all eyes are on them. So they need to get, first they need to, if they can't find somebody to, like, blame, they need to find somebody.
They need to find somebody to blame.
Because they have to look good for the press and they have to look good for the district.
I hate that.
So 100%, and it's also like, yeah, district attorney, but they shouldn't, they should not exist, because I feel like it's so biased when you take these cases, because yeah, some of them you might be able to find somebody, but if you don't, you're going to want to find somebody just to blame it on them. You know what I mean? Like, I guess, like, I get it, like, you represent the state, blah, 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 blah. But I feel like most of the time, because of the press and because they have, like, the duty to, you know, bring someone to justice or, like, find somebody to blame on, like, they just don't care, and they'll just, like, overlook whatever, you know, to you know, shine and be like, we did that, you know, small dick energy all the way.
Well, it's political too, because they get elected, so, like, how are you going to get elected by the public? Is, well, they're winning their cases, which is also why they actually are very picky about which cases they take. If they don't feel that there's enough evidence to convict someone, they won't take the case. You know, it's all about winning.
It sucks because they are biased, like Nikki said, because they are on the side of the state or the police, you know, because they get, like, tunnel vision, whereas it's like, no, I have to win, convict. When it clearly, you know, there's been so many cases where it's, like, pretty fucking clear that the defendant didn't do it, you know? I'm just like...
But they need the win.
I hate that. I think that's so... Good. It's dangerous. It's toxic. And I just, like, I wish that it was not like that, you know? Like, they shouldn't exist. I don't know. There's got to be... I wonder what other countries do. I don't know if they all have the same system, but...
I think it's the same.
It's just, like...
Slight variations, probably, but...
Yeah, but I think it's like that. Like, you do need, like, an attorney to defend, like, the state or wherever, or the city, whatever. But when it comes to that, it's just so... It's because it's difficult, you know? But it shouldn't be, like, the one person always, because then it just becomes, like, a power thing.
Yeah, they hone in.
Let me show. Yeah, like, let me show that I can do this, that I'll always find someone, you know, to convict, that I can bring justice to us. That, like, the work ethic goes out the window.
Right? Yeah, like Jake Gyllenhaal said in his closing monologue, speech, whatever you want to call it, that Tommy Malto just zoned in on him, and just him. He didn't overlooked the son, the ex-husband, you know, or anyone else. It was just like, he just picked me and said, okay, nope, this is my guy. And that's what I'm going to focus on.
And he picked him because he was jealous. Right,
you know, but I'm saying that's also realistic. Like, I'm sure that there are so many prosecuting attorneys that do the same fucking shit where they just, but oh, that's my guy. I'm going to pick, I find one piece of evidence, something makes sense, boom, I'm going to go with it.
I have a question, though. I mean, isn't it like the police's duty to hand them a suspect? Like, how is it up to the prosecutors to be like, oh, okay, we're going to try this person, when it's like they didn't even, like, you know, go through the detectives and, like, them finding the evidence. Like, so
I think it was because of the jealousy, because I think he knew about the affair before this happened, because he tells him, like, were you going to tell us that you were having an affair, that you had a relationship?
Yeah.
This isn't normal, though.
With a victim?
Like, they just did this for television, obviously, right? Because I'm like,
I don't think it's normal.
Yeah, I don't think that's how it works. Like, this wouldn't really happen in real life.
Okay, yeah. Yeah. But yeah, because it's like, she worked in the office with them, and it was personal, and
it was definitely personal, because he was jealous that he didn't get her, and it was Jake that got her. You know, there were, I think it was like a vendetta against him for everything. Like, for sure. Oh, they keep saying that you're the best one, but also you took my girl that was actually never mine.
Right. Well, yeah, because like you said, like, career and then his love life. Like, you know what, dude? Just, like, chill and go home to your cat. Like, it's fine.
Go fucking pet your pussy. Pussy-ass bitch.
I think it's so weird that he had a cat.
I mean, they all did, too. They were like, I gotta go home and feed the cat. It kind of gives me the skeeves.
A little bit. The ick. Mm-hmm. I have a question. How do you feel about Jake Gyllenhaal stepping in to defend himself?
I was like, Ted Bundy.
Right. Because
I was Ted Bundy, here we go again.
Did he do that?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, shit, I totally missed that.
He fired his lawyer and he represented himself because he had taken some law classes. So,
oh,
you know,
God. Well, he was so narcissistic.
But that when he did that, I was like, oh, man, it's happening. He's guilty the whole time. I was like, he's guilty now, you know, because this happens so often when it's serial killers that, you know, that their lawyers are trying to be like, just take the plea deal. Like, you are guilty. You did this. And they're in fucking denial. They're like, I'm not going to do this. You're not going to help me. So I'm firing you and I'm going to represent myself. Mm-hmm. That's like one-on-one serial killer cases. It always fucking happens. So when he did that, I was like, no. Like, why? Like, this screams guilty. Mm-hmm. If you're not guilty, you're screaming guilty right now by choosing to defend yourself.
I thought he was being stubborn for being narcissistic and be like, I can do this better and I can defend myself. And I was like, dude, stop it. But I also feel like his closing argument, you know, I did.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, okay. Like, when he said his piece, I was like, oh, I believe him. I really believe him, you know. Mm-hmm. He didn't do this. Mm-hmm. Or there's just not enough. Because, you know, the saying is, you're innocent until proven guilty. And, you know, he could have done it, but there was not enough evidence to prove that he did it.
Well, so that's what the thing is, too, is that they always remind the jury that if there's any reasonable doubt, like, even one little thing that makes you think that that person didn't do it, then you can't convict them.
Right, you can't convict them.
You know, and I agree. Like, I was thinking, this guy is a fucking narcissist. I thought Maya could have handled it, you know? Mm-hmm. So the fact that he was like, I'm going to,
too.
I know. So he was like, I'm going to do it. And I was like, this fucking guy. But then I agree, his closing. Because I'm thinking, okay, if I'm on the jury, I'd be like, oh, 100%. This guy did it.
Yeah.
You know, he did not look good even when he was on the stand. Yeah. Like, doesn't look good at all. But then he had his closing statement, and I was like, actually, he is right. He made some good points. Now I'm questioning everything. So,
Yeah.
He's lucky, though. Can you imagine if they were like, you were guilty?
No, because I kept thinking that it's like, you know, if he gave them so many reasons to doubt. So I was like, if they find him guilty,
I feel like that happens in real life cases, sucks. Though, where you think, well, they didn't find the body, they didn't find a weapon, and then they're like guilty. And it's like, but how, like, they had an alibi, you know? So, I mean, you could say that, but sometimes you never know with juries.
No, you never know.
But I guess they figured it wasn't enough. So he's lucky, though. It worked in the end for him.
Yeah. And
That was such a good show. I just keep thinking about it.
It was great.
And now I want to rewatch it.
I want my boyfriend to watch it. I think he'll like it.
He didn't watch it with you?
No, because I had to binge watch it, and waiting for him is like, I started watching it on Sunday. So, you know, I was like, I got to finish this. Also, like, I couldn't wait for him. It was too good. So I give it 2 thumbs up.
Me freaking 2, and my toes too.
It was good.
That was so good.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna put them on the screen.
Do we have fun facts, Tracy?
A little bit. It was kind of hard to like find stuff, but I guess I have a couple things.
Okay.
So, as mentioned before, this was actually based off of a book. So, it was the debut novel of Scott Turow. He is still currently writing, so he's a pretty popular writer. It was published in 1987, and then they made a movie in 1990 with Harrison Ford. So, he played Rusty. They shot it in L.A., Pasadena, and Chicago. Filming began in February of 2023, and it ended in the same year. The SAG-AFTRA strike did cause delays in production, but obviously they were able to complete it once they resumed.
Wait, before I forget, talking about, like, the strike and all that stuff, and I didn't say anything before, but Severance comes out in January. The new season.
I gotta rewatch the first season because
I rewatched it with Owen, but
talking about Apple TV.
Very excited Severance. For it. Like, I loved the first season.
Me too.
But I gotta rewatch.
Okay, that was it.
It's renewed for season 2, but it's gonna be a different story. It's the most watched Apple TV Plus drama.
Whoa.
I'm not surprised.
More than the morning show?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Jake and Peter Sarsgaard, they are brothers-in-law in real life because Peter Sarsgaard is married to Maggie Gyllenhaal.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot
Since 2009.
About
wow. So they actually,
I forgot
like,
about that.
Really, I know, me too. They actually really do get along in real life. But it's so funny
that's
to see
so
them on the screen.
Cool. I love that. I forgot
about
that.
Me too. Like, I read it and I was like, oh, fuck, that's right. I forgot.
Oh, man, I totally forgot.
But because they did such a good job where I just felt like it was so palpable that they just hated each other.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, if they could just kick the shit out of one another, they would have. So.
Oh, and talking about that, I've seen that the actor that played the lab guy.
The evidence guy.
So good.
I hated him, but I also felt bad for him at
I
the same
time. I forgot to talk about him.
Mm-hmm.
That
and I've
actor.
Seen him and stuff too.
I just remember really that guy.
Wow, he needs to get more work.
Mm-hmm.
He was so fucking good. Good for him. I'm proud of him.
Yeah.
I'm proud of him. Proud Papa. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. Everybody showed up to work. Everyone
the
did such a good job. Yeah, like
literally,
the cast
they were on
was
strike.
Amazing.
They were like, I gotta pay rent.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's true.
Bills are due, baby.
That's true. But everyone was so good. Like, when someone would come on the screen, I'd be like, oh my God, they're so good, you know, because I feel like a lot of these actors have been in other things that we've probably seen. Like, maybe they're not the biggest names, but so good. Mm-hmm. So, great cast. The second season, like...
got big shoes to fill.
Yeah. Let's see.
And a bigger twist.
Yes.
I know. Like, when she came in, and she was like, oh, it was me. And I was like, fuck! Did not see that coming. Got me.
I did not see that coming at all. I did not see the daughter ever.
Me either.
Never. But I wanted to ask... oh, wait. Se me fue. Oh, what was the... you guys said it had a different ending.
In the movie.
The movie and the book.
Yeah, so the book and the movie. It ends the same way.
Okay,
but...
so what was the movie ending?
The wife did it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Which so I had that in the back of my head.
Which I, you know, I see that and it makes sense, you know, that she would do it.
Yeah.
But I think they want to, you know, give us another surprise. And I think that's why they did that scene where he tells her, you did it, so I did this to protect you. And for those who probably have watched a movie and then watched a show, thought, oh, okay, this is just like the movie and the book. And then, boom, they were like, nope, actually, no. We're going to switch it up. So, yeah. I've never seen the movie. My mom has. Okay.
Me either. I tried to find it, but... like you have to buy it and I'm cheap so
I'm sure I wouldn't buy it either, but I'm sure they'll pull it out.
It's probably gonna come up on a streaming platform now that everyone's talking about the series.
I hope so, usually
what they do.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah,
because it looked like it was a good cast back in 1990, so
yeah,
Harrison Ford, are you kidding me? Wow. Yeah, I really really like this show. I think because Hijack, is it Apple TV too?
Yes. I liked Hijack a lot.
Did you watch it, Trace? Were you able to?
Not yet, but don't worry, I will. I promise. Good. Definitely before the Emmys. It's,
your third husband is in it, so. It's
Hijack really, I mean, I think I saw it in 2 days. I was like, oh, wait.
Me too. It's like a...
that one was
good.
Yeah,
you have to.
I think I might have liked Hijack better than this show.
Hijack is nominated.
Oh shit! Yeah. I think I liked. I mean, I really liked. I love Presumed Innocent, but Hijack was like that show. Oh my god, what's gonna happen? Oh my god! Oh my god! What's gonna happen?
Like, and that's what I was gonna say. Like, Apple TV is just slaying with these shows. They're so good. I love when it's shows that like keep me on my toes the whole time. I want to know what's gonna happen next and give me a fucking resolution at the end. So I think that, like, I like to think of like comparing those also like Mare of Easttown, because it's like shows that you're like, wait, who, how, what's gonna happen, and then at the end you're like, oh right, this is the way it needed to go.
And it's not cheesy or rushed or stupid, you know, where you're like, that doesn't make any fucking sense. Like, I hate when it's just like, oh, this happened because, what, you know, whatever. But, like, okay, I mean, I guess they really wanted that plot twist and they made it so that that you weren't looking at the daughter. Mm. But, okay, like, when they showed it, I can see it making sense.
Yeah.
You know, so I was like, okay, they got me. Didn't see that.
Yeah.
So,
next week, Tracy, if you have time, watch Hijack this week. And let me know.
I'm so excited. I love Idris Elba.
That was such a great show. I wish I could watch it again without knowing anything.
Maybe I'll just rewatch it.
It's really good.
Just do like the whole like Men in Black thing and just like erase your memory and then rewatch it.
I
know,
I need that. Like Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
Yeah.
Like, I want to do that.
That'd be great. I would do it for Game of Thrones. Like, I want to experience it.
Game of Thrones.
Oh, yeah. So good.
Anyway, did you.
Harry Potter.
Did you go through all the fun facts already?
Yeah, that was it. There wasn't that much. Okay. It was kind of hard to find stuff because anything that I was like trying to find, and it would just be like, last episode explained. And it's like, I really don't know what there is to explain. I think it was pretty straightforward, but okay. So that's as much as I could find, unfortunately.
No, that's fine. Thank you for that.
I know. That was good. I liked it.
Go watch the show, Presumed Innocent, and then comment and judge and let us know what you think.
Yes, give us a rate review and let us know what you want us to judge next time. Because I think it's important.
Thank you.
We value your opinions and suggestions.
Right. Yeah. Only the suggestions.
None of the bad opinions. Ones. Keep the bad ones to yourself. Go tell your mama.
Beautiful.
Well, that's a wrap, y'all.
Well,
that is.
Yeah. Everyone say goodbye to Joe right now.
I will be back.
Intermittently.
Soon.
He'll be back. He can't stay away from us.
I'm going on vacation. I wish I was. Wish I was going on vacation.
In my mind.
Yes. But I will be back to judge because I just love Better judging. I love being a judgy bitch.
There you are.
It's so nice.
It's good. It's good for the soul.
Yeah.
We love it.
All right. Well, I will talk to you guys soon. Okay.
Yes. Until next time.
Thank you all for listening, and we'll talk to you next week.
Ciao, y'all.
Bye. Bye.